whatever kind of grief that you are experiencing or have experienced, it doesn't have to be dramatic in order for it to be real. And you don't have to justify it for it to be valid. Sometimes something as small as a scent or someone canceling plans on you or even a song or a memory can trigger up emotions and grief out of nowhere. And it's really, really important that if that's come up for you, that you don't ignore those signs that your body is giving you. Because grief is not something that you need to fix, it's something that you need to feel.
Welcome to the Inspired to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Phoebe Lay, and in each episode, I will be sharing with you insights from either an inspiring person or myself to help you thrive and shine online and in person. We talk about all things marketing, relationships, money, business, growth, mindset, and more. So thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you inspired to thrive.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Inspired to Thrive and Shine podcast. Today is a very significant day. In fact, it's a very significant month. We are now already in May. I cannot believe it. And as of the date of recording this episode, it has been a huge week for me and for a lot of people. As most of you may have already seen on the Inspire to Thrive and Shine and the Thrive and Shine Instagram page, the 7th of May, which was earlier this week, was the observed International Domestic Violence Remembrance Day. It is a significant day that holds deep weight for a lot of people. And it's a moment to pause, to reflect, and to remember the men and the women and the children whose lives have been altered and affected because of domestic violence. And it's a day to stand beside those who are still finding their way through the aftermath of abuse and also grief. Now, International Domestic Violence Remembrance Day is a day to remember those who have lost their lives because of domestic violence. And as of May 9, 2025, in Australia alone, that number has been quite significant. And I encourage you, if you are listening to this episode, to dive into some research and have a look at the numbers, because today is not so much about the stats, but in this powerful episode, we are going to be talking about grief. And specifically, I'm going to be sharing five key ways that will help you move through grief, especially in these times where, I guess, people experience grief in all different shapes and forms and sizes. But I wanted to give you guys some strategies to support you moving through, whether it's the loss of a loved one, whether it's losing the life that you had imagined or envisioned, or a version of yourself that never got the chance to fully be experienced. And each one of these types of griefs are valid. Every single one of them should be valid, recognized. And I think it's really important that we honor grief and we honor ourselves and our bodies as we move through it, rather than what a lot of people do, which is push it down and put it aside. And so today I wanted to give you guys these strategies to ensure that you can move through it knowing that you're supported and knowing that you're not alone. There is this powerful quote by Shannon Thomas, who is the author of a book, Healing from Hidden Abuse. And I came across this book and I remember it was in one of the resources in our earlier episodes. I believe it's episode 51. And this quote talks about hidden abuse, so mainly psychological abuse, and it captures it so perfectly. The quote goes like this: "There are no broken bones. There are no holes in the walls. The bruises, the brokenness, and the holes are held tightly within the target of the abuse." So many women walk through the world holding onto wounds that no one else can see. And this applies for men too, but this episode is specifically recorded for women that are going through the grief of the loss of what life could have been. And I know that from speaking to a lot of people, a lot of women go through the grief of either losing a child or losing the ability to become a mother or having been through a miscarriage or an abortion. And it's something that a lot of people don't talk about. It's something that a lot of people really hold on to, really close to their hearts, and it eats them up inside. And it's like that quote says, it's the bruises, it's the brokenness, it's the holes that are held tightly within the target. But I'm here today to share with you guys strategies that will help you move through that grief so that if you are walking through the world holding onto wounds that no one else can see, wounds that show up on not on scans or in police reports, but wounds that live in the body, in the nervous system, in your breath, that I'm here to let you know that those wounds, you don't have to carry them. You don't have to carry them alone, and you definitely don't have to carry those wounds within your body forever. And these are, losses that people don't always talk about, and the kind of grief that will, I guess, forever be around and is not visible and sometimes will catch you by surprise. Because grief isn't always just about, when someone dies or when, there's a breakup or a relationship ends. It's actually sometimes just the pain of what could have been, the version of life that you never got to experience, and the future that you imagined for yourself or for your family that may never come to life or not in this shape and form that you had initially imagined. For example, it could be a child that you can no longer hold or that you didn't give birth to. Or it's simply the soft, radiant woman that you had to suppress in order to survive, maybe survive domestic violence or survive in this world, because we live in a harsh world. It sometimes we don't always get to soften. We have to be tough on the edges and be a fighter and be strong. And we had to suppress that woman, that soft, radiant woman, in order to survive. And I learned recently from my travels that, a lot of the time, us women, we end up being really rough around the edges. We might say to people, don't mess with us, otherwise you'll see a version of us that you don't want to see. Or we might say to people, like, you've messed with the wrong woman, and I can, like, you've got no idea the power and the strength that I have. And yes, we all have power and we all have strength that we can use and that we can use more of as well. But a lot of women don't get to be soft. They don't get to relax and be that feminine version of themselves because they had to suppress that in order to survive. So today's an episode where I would like to invite you to honor that grief too. And I really think that it's important that we don't feel that we need to justify our grief and whatever kind of grief that you are experiencing or have experienced. It doesn't have to be dramatic in order for it to be real, and you don't have to justify it for it to be valid. Sometimes something as small as a scent or someone canceling plans on you or even a song or a memory can trigger up emotions and grief out of nowhere. And it's really, really important that if that's come up for you, that you don't ignore those signs that your body is giving you. Because these are signs that have come from your body, from your nervous system, and it's about what's lying dormant underneath. So, just like a mountain buried beneath the surface or an iceberg, most of it is unseen. So, grief is not something that you need to fix, it's something that you need to feel. So, in this episode, I want to share five gentle strategies that will help you move through grief, not to rush it. Not to bypass it or get over it, but to make space for it, to breathe with it and to soften into it and to let it rise in a way that's really safe and honoring. So, if your heart feels heavy for whatever reason as you're listening to this, then this episode is probably for you. Okay, so I'm going to start with the first strategy that I have which is the most common one that you would possibly hear. And it's something that everyone does automatically, unconsciously, and that is to breathe. Sometimes grief will come up and it doesn't come up as loud sobs or tears or, explosivity. Grief can come in the form of tightness in your chest or a lump in your throat or even a lump in your chest or tears that catch you off guard. And if that happens, one of the most powerful things that you can do is simply breathe. Because when you feel that wave rising, it is time for you to pause and to place a hand on your heart or your belly. Inhale slowly and just exhale. So letting yourself feel what's coming up without needing to explain it, because grief lives in the body, and grief is a way of making space for it to move through your body. Breath is a way of making space for it to move through the body. So if this feeling comes up, I want you to just take a moment here and just close your eyes. And if you are feeling that in your body, a really good affirmation for yourself is, hand on your chest or your heart or your belly, and just say to yourself, this feeling is not too much. I can breathe with it. I can sit with it. And then just take a deep inhale and slowly exhale and just let yourself feel that grief. The second thing that you can do is let the grief speak. A lot of the time, we don't tune into what the grief is telling us. We're just like, oh, I'm upset or I'm emotional. And maybe we speak to our partners and our partners kind of, they don't validate what is, that experience. And, as children, we grew up being told like, oh, toughen up, or don't cry. We're told not to cry, right? So I think it's important that we actually acknowledge grief and we don't push it away and that we allow it. So write the grief, voice note it, paint it, chat GPT it if you have to, cry it, whatever it is. Don't try to make sense of it, but give it an outlet. Sometimes we try to make sense of it. It's like, oh, where's this grief coming from? And was it because so and so did that? Or was it because this happened this week? Or my manager said this or that happened? No. Grief doesn't have to have a reason. It doesn't have to have words, but it does have energy. And suppressing it will only make it grow heavier. So let yourself express it without judgment. And you may be surprised what your grief has been trying to say. I really like writing. I find that writing is very cathartic. And so for me, writing about my grief is the best way for me to process my emotions. Journaling, writing my book. I've been writing my book for the last few months on and off. And I find the best writing comes when I experience grief and when that comes up for me. And so my best writing is when I'm actually putting to words what grief is. And I think it's very important as well. My third strategy is surrounding yourself in safe spaces, right? Grief can feel sometimes very isolating, especially when other people don't understand your pain. And maybe you've gone through this over and over again. You've talked about it so many times, and people are starting to go, come on, you should be over it by now. Or you think people might think that, but they might just not understand your pain. So surround yourself with people, places, or communities where you feel safe to be vulnerable and to share. If you've maybe been denied access to your children, I know there are so many women that have been through legal and systems abuse where they have lost access to their children. And if you are experiencing that, there are communities on Facebook, your local community. There are so many communities available where you can connect with other men or women and feel safe and vulnerable to express. And it's really important to have those communities. Maybe it's in your church group, but definitely find your community. Don't just sit around and ignore it. Do the research and get yourself in a trusted community where you can have support, a support group or even a therapist or, a trusted best friend. Like, I know for me, I could not have gotten through all the grief that I went through in the last year or so if it wasn't for my best friend. And I have a best friend that lives interstate. He is always there for me, no matter what, at any hour of the day. And all it takes is a message to say, hey, I need a chat. And it's like instant, almost, to the minute. But sometimes he's not always available, and that's okay. But I know that I have that trusted friend and that support, and that makes a world of difference. So having a special friend that can hold space for you, and if that doesn't happen, one of the best ways to calm your nervous system and to have a similar type of support is nature. I cannot tell you how healing nature is. And one of my best outlets that I've discovered in the last year is running and walking and being amongst nature. I love putting my shoes on the moment I feel that, that sometimes it's grief or sometimes it's emotion. But if I've had a big day or there's a lot of emotion that needs to be expressed and expelled, then putting my runners on and getting my dog and I out of the house and catching sun and just like rolling up my sleeves or putting shorts on or a t-shirt, even if it's cold, like rolling up my sleeves and feeling sun on my skin has been so healing and effective. And some days it looks like a beach towel on the lawn or the grass or the beach if you live near the beach and just soaking up sun. It is so, so grounding and healing. And feeling that support of whether it's the grass or the ground or even the sand underneath you, feeling that support, it's like a weighted blanket. And it's so, like, it's so intense, it's so healing, and it's so helpful. So if you don't have a dog or a bestie or a support group, literally just grab a towel. Head outside, lie on the ground or the grass or the lawn or the sand, ideally something that is a supportive, hard but soft surface, if you know what I mean, and just give yourself permission to feel grief. The other thing I wanted to, I guess, give you guys is a ritual. It's a ritual or a practice where you acknowledge what was lost. Whether it's a person, a dream, a version of you that didn't get to thrive, or maybe it's a child, maybe it's a child that never came to life. Light a candle or write a letter or speak their name. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe it's your father or your mother or your grandfather or your grandmother. Visit a place that helps you feel close to that person or whatever it is you're grieving. Because honoring it doesn't mean you're staying stuck. It actually means you are recognizing that it mattered. And recognizing your grief is the fastest way to allow your body to heal and to move through it. So, like for me, I remember when I lost my grandfather, there was an area where he spent his last couple of months. And it's a beautiful mountainous region in Melbourne. Called Ferntree Gully. It's an absolutely stunning place. And I used to just get myself in the car and just drive down to Mount Dandenong and just, put music on and feel the grief and go through the windy roads and the mountains and experience that grief come up. And I think it's really important that if that happens for you, that you honor it. You don't stay stuck and you actually take yourself to a place that helps you feel close to what you're grieving. And again, experience nature. For me, driving is a really good way of releasing grief and feeling my emotions. It's something and travel as well. Like planes always help. I don't know what it is about planes. It's like the moment I sit on a plane and my phone goes on airplane mode, grief comes up a lot of the time. And I honor it, if you know you're that kind of person, ask for a window seat. Ask for a window seat because you definitely don't want to be sitting in the middle, with tears in your eyes as you're taking off or landing. And so, whatever it is, like, give yourself permission to grieve. And that's my final, fifth and final tip for you guys today. It's give yourself permission to grieve, but also give yourself permission to feel joy too. You know, grief and joy, funnily enough, can coexist. And there is nothing wrong with you if your range of emotions are so fluid that you can go from really happy and joyful one moment to really sad or upset or even angry another. That there is nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean that you are unwell or that you have a personality disorder or, you know, that you're dramatic. It doesn't mean any of that. It actually means you are human and you have your heart's intact and you have the full range of emotions that you go through. And it's beautiful because you can allow yourself to feel those emotions. And allowing those emotions to move through you is a process that you can actually enjoy and appreciate. So sometimes, you know, we hold back from smiling, laughing, or cracking jokes, doing something light because we feel like we should be sad. But healing doesn't mean you constantly need to be in pain. So allow yourself to experience moments of beauty, of connection and joy, even if they feel small. It's not betrayal, it's actually resilience. So, for those that have listened to this and that are really feeling something come up, I encourage you, make sure that you do not deny yourself the ability to move through grief, to heal, to be creative, to write, to experience the tears, to have joy, to have all the different range of emotions all in one day, and make sure that you surround yourself with people that make you feel safe, that make you feel seen, heard, and alive. And if you resonated with this episode, I would love it if you could leave a comment, whether it's on the YouTube channel or even on Spotify. You can actually leave comments on Spotify, yes. Or if you're seeing this in an Instagram post, leave a comment and let us know how do you move through grief? Like, how do you support yourself when you're moving through grief? Or what are some resources that you have used that has been really helpful for you during a time when you've been healing? Whether it's a book or a podcast or a movie or a song, let us know. Leave a comment below. And make sure to share this episode with your friends and your family because I guarantee you there's someone out there that will benefit from this podcast episode. So, guys and girls, thank you so much again for tuning in to the Inspired to Thrive and Shine podcast. I hope you enjoyed this Real Talk series, and it has been a while since we've done a Real Talk series, so I must apologize, but as I've been living my own life and moving through my healing and my grief, you know, obviously, I've been doing different things, but you know, I really hope that you guys gain value from these podcast episodes. And if you have, make sure to leave a rating or review because that would be the cherry on top. Thanks, guys.
So, thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you inspired to thrive.